Discernment. Next one. I went up into an ICU room one time, and there's a Hispanic, apparently Hispanic lady. She's totally unresponsive. She's in the ICU bed, and everything's kind of hooked up, you know. And I'm reading the chart because I'm supposed to do an initial evaluation on her. So I'm reading the chart, and it says Hispanic woman, non-English speaking. And so, you know, and I read the rest of the history. And then I go over to her. The speech therapist is with me. And I'm like, well, let's see if we can arouse her. The speech therapist was, he spoke Spanish. And I said, how do you say open your eyes? And I think if I wrote, abre los ojos. So I'm like down in her face, you know, abre los ojos. I'm doing the sternal rub. Abre los ojos, you know. I'm yelling at her, come on, you know, just come on, let's get something going here. Well, it ended up I couldn't rouse her, you know. I'm yelling, abre los ojos. And so I ended up just kind of moving her limbs around, you know, making sure that her joints are loose. Come back the next day. She's sitting up. She's in a chair. Her family's in there. And she sounds something like this. And she's talking about her farm out in Frontenac, Kansas. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. The problem was, and she actually said, she had some dream somebody was yelling Spanish at her. And the problem was, you know, look at what he has said. Volunteers had to learn that well-meant interference, unaccompanied by personal knowledge of all circumstances, often do more harm than good and become a temptation rather than a help. Sometimes I think because of a lack of knowledge and a lack of proper information. Here's where Charity Tracker comes into play, because it gives us a pool of information about an individual that lets us speak the right language and helps us to discern the right thing so that we can then help them more effectively. Discernment.